In the lunchtime edition, more sexual offense cases being reported in Barbados. The Home Affairs Minister criticizes what he calls the politicization of sex assault cases and lambastes a viral video about a recent case involving an 11-year-old boy. Yet another dispute over a vending stall at a government facility could be headed to court. The chairman of the Law Reform Commission urges greater authority for law enforcement agencies to deal with cybercrime. A lucky escape for vendors as a car crashes into the stoplights just feet away from them at Fairchild Street. And Bar Jam pays tribute at the passing of veteran journalist Ridley Green. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Probation Service reports an increase in sex-related offenses being adjudicated in the High Court. Chief Probation Officer Dennis Agard says in several cases, young girls are the alleged victims, and efforts are on to have a swifter judicial process to reduce the backlog of cases. Her comments came this morning on the sidelines of the Barbados Probation Service Sex Offender Officers Workshop.
Our officers are responsible for preparing pre-sentence reports for Supreme Court and Magistrates Courts. And when we look at the kind of offenses that we are seeing, we've noticed that there is an increase in sexual offenses and sex-related offenses. It could be because of the backlog. We're now dealing with a lot of cases that some of them are probably over 5 and 10 years old. But there are some recent cases that we found. It's coming to the fore. So we decided that we need to do something because when you interview a person for a pre-sentence report, there are a lot of things that come up. Trauma. So we want to nip it in the bud before it gets out of control. Majority of women are the victims. There are a few perpetrators. Some of them would have been 7, 8, 9 years old when the offense took place.
The Chief Probation Officer, Dennis Agard. Meantime, Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, lambasted people for, in his opinion, attempting to politicize a recent sexual abuse case allegedly involving a teacher and an 11-year-old boy.
There was a highly publicized case in the courts last week which involved a teacher. And I had the misfortune of seeing a video circulating on WhatsApp where two well-known personalities in Barbados were having their full say on that and accusing the government of hushing it up, trying to influence it. A report was made by an alleged victim. Someone was arrested. That person was denied bail. It is ridiculous to bring politics into that with some very, very wild and distasteful accusations to boot. It was in the court. It was carried in the paper. It was carried by every single agency represented by one of y'all here. I wish people would see sexual offenses for what they are. It is perhaps the most disturbing offense possible. Let the courts do their job. People can comment on it, but stop flinging around allegations as if they were facts and allow justice to take its course. It is irresponsible behavior.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams, Chairman of the Barbados Law Reform Commission, Sir David Simmons, urges the government to strengthen the ability of law enforcement agencies and the judiciary to deal with the issue of cybercrime. He was speaking to members of the Barbados Police Service, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, and members of the judiciary at the beginning of a 3-day consultation on the draft cybercrime legislation.
Cybercrime can have a negative impact on the core societal values such as human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. And of course, we in Barbados are well aware of the disruption that was wrought by cybercrime to institutions in both the public and private sectors in the last few years. Governments must therefore strengthen legislation and the capacity of relevant authority to handle electronic evidence and to investigate, prosecute, and adjudicate cybercrime.
Chairman of the Law Reform Commission, Sir David Simmons, in the lunchtime edition. Some vendors outside the bus terminal at Fairchild Street, St. Michael, narrowly escaped injury this morning when a car crashed into one of the stoplights just feet from where they were sitting. The car had run off the road after apparently colliding with a Barbados Defence Force vehicle at the intersection of Fairchild and Probin Streets as both vehicles were passing through the stoplights. After the collision, the lady-driven black electric car spun out of control and was extensively damaged as it crashed into one of the traffic control lights. The drivers of the vehicles were uninjured, but vendors spoke of the fright they got when they saw the out-of-control car headed towards them before luckily stopping or being stopped by the concrete base of the stoplight.
All they do is they say, I see one thing, she come down and she gets a turn, and then unfortunately she's gone coming, so but when she does stop here, but she missed control. She hit the pole,
I take off. I ran.
The woman was going around her bed, and that vehicle there, so that one hit she, and because she was going so long, she was going that direction. And then next time, obviously, he ran to a strong and came out to redirection. And even if that rock stone down on it there, that awfully light, we would have get hit. We had to get up and run. I get real nervous when I say coming so. And I get up and run, I'm frozen to steel, and I get up and run.
Vendors outside the bus terminal at Fairchild Street. An effort is on to resolve yet another occupancy dispute over a government-operated stall, with the aggrieved parties threatening to take the matter to court. A week after a matter involving a National Conservation Commission stall at Oysen's Christchurch was resolved, a dispute is simmering over a vending stall at 6 Roads St. Philip, which falls under the Ministry of Agriculture. Businessman Haldin Barrow complains of being locked out of the food and drink stall that he has been operating for the past 5 years at the 6 Roads Public Market, despite, according to him, being fully paid up.
I rent to pay rent, and they refuse to collect rent from me. So when I checked in, I realized that there's a lock on the stall. Up until that time, the lock was fierce on the stall. My rent was up to date. So I was still yet baffled of what the situation was. So then I was left with no choice then but to retain the services of Michael Ashley Law Firm and Associates to defend me in this matter. What I can go ahead and tell you, though, that at the meeting, they would have unlocked the stall, ready to hand back over the stall to me. But I would have discovered that the stall was tampered and broken into, unlawful entry. So I declined from entering the stall, and then I said I would seek legal counsel on this matter.
Meantime, Mr. Barrow's attorney, senior counsel Michael Ashley, tells Starcom Network News he has sent off correspondence only today, in fact, to the Agriculture Ministry, hoping to resolve the matter without having to go to court.
I sent correspondence this morning to the permanent secretary with the possibility of having a meeting to have this matter amicably resolved. So I'm just waiting on a response from the permanent secretary as to day and time for the meeting. If I don't get any favorable response, then the next recourse will be the High Court, because my client received no notice, no sort of correspondence was sent to him saying that they're going to place padlocks on the stall. And of course, he has actually fulfilled all his obligations on the rental agreement. So this matter really is an injustice to Mr. Barr, so we're hoping that we can have the matter amicably resolved.
Senior Counsel Michael Ashley, when contacted by Starcom Network News, the Agriculture Minister Indah Weir said he couldn't comment on the issue as it was potentially a court matter. And finally, the Barbados Association of Journalists and Media Workers, BARJAM, says it's saddened to learn of the passing of veteran journalist Ridley Green. A BARJAM statement notes that Mr. Green began his media career in 1965 at the age of 19 when he joined the Daily News as a sub-editor. And while there, among those who mentored him were Carl Moore and the late Sir Harold Hoyt. From there, he went on to the Barbados Advocate, where he spent 5 years further improving his skills and building a reputation as a columnist of note with his candidly speaking column. However, it would eventually be The Nation where he would go on to make his mark as an editor with keen attention to detail and quality. BARJAM states that his high-quality work earned both him and The Nation many awards. The statement says Mr. Green maintained that reputation for excellence as a rewrite editor for Barbados Today, following his retirement from The Nation. According to the statement, Mr. Green has left an indelible mark on Barbados' media landscape. BARJAM extends sincere condolences to his close relatives and wider family. Our top stories. More sexual offense cases being reported in Barbados, many involving very young girls. The Home Affairs Minister criticizes what he calls attempts to politicize sex assault cases. Yet another dispute over a vending stall at a government facility could be headed to court. The chairman of the Law Reform Commission urges greater authority for law enforcement agencies to deal with cybercrime. A lucky escape for vendors as a car crashes into the stoplights just feet away from them at Fairchild Street. And Bar Jam pays tribute at the passing of veteran journalist Ridley Green. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. You can WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And you can like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.